suggested that he was reviewing the past and finding the promises of God.
我们记得在前面，约沙法先，回顾了一下他一生以来，神带领他们的这样的恩典。
I hope it encouraged you when we were reviewing the promises of God too.
我也希望呢，我们回顾神在我们身上的应许，神给我们的恩典，也会给我们很大的帮助。
If you think of any more promise,
如果你还能想得起神的应许。
That we didn't discover yet. Talk to me after this session.
如果你还能想到神什么应许，我们现在没有讲的，你可以课后再跟我们来说。
Now I'm just going to read one verse now as we continue the story. Is verse 12.
我们再往下读，读十二节。
Jehoshaphat says, "O our God, will you not judge them?" For we have no might or power against this great company that comes against us, and we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
十二节说，我们的神呢，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
I want you to remember that Jehoshaphat is the king of the country.
我要记让大家记住，约沙法是一个国的王。
And I want you to remember that the whole country now is gathered together.
我要让大家记住，所有的国家的民现在都聚集在一起了。
And why are they gathered together?
他们为什么聚集呢
？Ask the Lord for help. They got a big problem.
对他们一起来祷告。
The enemy is coming.
敌人来了。
And so he's gathered everybody together. Can someone explain to me what he is saying in his prayer in verse 12?
有谁能够解释给我们解释一下十二节里，他想说什么吗？
用大的带领他们。
Ask God to lead them.Lead them.
Okay, lead them. Very good. What else?
还有什么
they ask God to fight for them because they don't know what to do. They're too weak.
Okay. 他们太软弱了，他们要神来带领他们打仗。
Okay.
Judge them.
Okay.
审判那些敌人。
Okay.
We can do nothing without him.
You can't do anything without him. Very good.
没有神，我们做不了什么。
Admit, our is weak. The God is power.
我们是软弱的，神是
Very nice.
神是大能的。
Very nice. We are not strong, but God is strong. Okay.
我们是有限的。
Can you imagine in today's world that a president or a king or a prime minister gets a whole nation together and says?The problem is too big. I don't know what to do. We're going to turn to God.
你能想象今天一个国家的领导人，无论首相还是总统，他把他的国家的人民聚集起来，说这个麻烦太大了，我们自己做不了，我们要去找神。
I can tell you, I will vote for a man like that.
我会告诉你啊，我如果有这样的人，我一定会投他的票。
Any man who say, you know, most of our leaders say, I can fix it. I will make all the problems go away.
因为每一个来上候选的人都说，选战的时候都说，我能解决这问题，我来解决。
So what can we learn about the character of this king who is called Jehoshaphat? What can we learn about him?
我们从这里能看出这个叫约沙法的王他的本性是怎么样的。
Honest.
Honest?
诚实的。
Trusting God.
Okay.
Humble.
Very good.
谦卑的诚实的。
Yeah. Right.
Pious.
Love God.
爱神的。
Total dependent on God.
全然
no resources.
全然依靠神，没有外面的力量。
Now, I have not done my homework, so I'm not sure, but I think the army of Judah was very insignificant compared to the enemy's army.
我没有仔细的去看，但我相信当时的整个以色列人的军队和敌人的军队比起来可以被忽略的。
There is a principle, we find it in the New Testament, and he shows it to us here, but there is a principle that we need to know today, a principle.
有一个原则我们需要明白的。
Yeah, okay, good. The principle is, when I am weak, then I am strong.
这是一个新约的一句经文，也是一个原则。我什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强。
Let me see if I can explain that.
然后我看看试着能解释一下。
When I believe that God is my strength, then I believe that I can't do it, but God can.
当我相信神是我的力量的时候呢，其实我就相信我做不了，但是神可以做。
Okay. See if you can finish this phrase for me. See if I'm going to say a phrase. See if you can finish it.
我要说一句话，看看你能不能把这句话另外一半结束。
Okay. Some of you will know this. Okay.Pride comes before a Pride comes before a fall. Yes, okay, all right.
骄傲在败坏以先
Yeah, okay, get it? Pride comes. So, pride, boasting. I'm big, I can do it.I never fail. I have the strength.
就是骄傲，骄傲，就是我从来不跌倒，我很强。
Does anybody know what the first sin was?
谁知道第一个罪是什么呢
？Pride, 骄傲，
就是骄傲。对。
Committed in heaven by Satan.
对。
Satan said, "I will be bigger than God. I will exalt God. I will sit on the throne."
这些最早的罪就是撒旦在天堂他做的。他说：“我要和与神同等，我要跟神一样，我要做神。”这就是最早的罪，就是骄傲。
You know what God did? Put him down.
你知道上帝怎么做呢？把他降下去。
If we exalt ourselves, God puts down. So pride comes first, and then the fall.
如果我们自我提升，神就把我们被动的降卑。
So next question is, what comes before exaltation? What comes before God lifting you up?
Humble,
right?
谦卑在提升之前。
So if I make myself low, humble before God, God raises me up.
如果我在神面前谦卑，神相反要把我提升。
Anybody think of a Bible verse that says that?
谁能想到一个圣经的经文是这么说的
？I'll help you. Humble yourself, therefore, before the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. James 4, I forget. You can find it. Think of this verse in Philippians chapter 2. Listen to the word of God. The Lord Jesus.Humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God did what? Highly exalted him. You see that?
Yes.
And gave him a name above every name.
就像腓立比书讲，他说耶稣基督，虚己取了奴仆的样式，成为人的样式，既有人的样子。就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名
yeah. Okay, so we have Jehoshaphat and Jehoshaphat is humbling himself, right?
所以我们现在有约沙法约沙法他自我降卑
He's saying, I can't do it I don't have an army to do it I don't have any strength to do it But our eyes are on you
所以他说我做不了我没有这种力量我也没有这种军队去做这个但是我们的眼目可以单单仰望你。
Now, does anyone remember when the Apostle Paul asked the Lord to heal him? He had some problem, and he asked the Lord three times to heal him. You remember that?
你们都记得那个他自己使徒保罗身上有根刺，他三次要求主去医治他，你们还记得吗？
And the Lord did not heal him.
主并没有医治他。
Not physically.
不是有形的。
The Lord did tell him the secret of his problem.
但是主的确是给了他这个问题的一个秘密。
Does anybody know how God answered Paul? Paul asked the Lord three times, I have a thorn in the flesh, I need help, I need help, I need help, and God said, my
Yes. 对，所以
That's it. That's it.
他就说
You got it, Ruth.
所以他就说那个使徒保罗三次跟主求要拿走他身上的那根刺，但是主说我的恩典够你用的。
Okay, so Paul was humbled. Paul was weak. And God says, I can make you strong in your weakness. In your weakness, I can make you strong. Why? Because we depend on God.
就在你的软弱里面呢，我可以让你成为刚强。为什么呢？因为我们信靠了主，主是刚强的，他的刚强就成了我们的刚强。
Okay. So this is what Jehoshaphat is doing. So,
这就是约沙法做的事情。
I'm going to, and if you're keeping a little outline, it goes something like this.Jehoshaphat faced a problem, okay, then he established a purpose, and then he went to prayer.
所以他面对一个困难，然后他开始聚集众民过来祷告。
Then he reviewed the past.
然后他回顾了历史。
And he remembers a promise.
然后他记住了应许神的。
And in verse 12, I'm going to suggest,He confesses, I have no power.
然后到十二节的时候，他承认了，说我没有力量。
Okay. So he's totally dependent on God, and he's looking to the Lord, and his eyes are on God. What do you think God will do?
然后他就完完全全倚靠主，他的神盯着，他的眼目盯着神，你觉得神会怎么样？
Okay, watch your Bibles. We're going to see what God will do. Look at verse 13.
然后我们在十三节看。
Okay. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then, upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord.In the midst or in the middle of the congregation, and he said, Hearken, all you Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to you, King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord God, Do not be afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but
God.13到15节说呢，犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。那时，耶和华的灵在会中临到利未人亚撒的后裔马探雅的玄孙耶利的曾孙比拿雅的孙子撒加利亚的儿子亚哈西。他说：“犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和约沙法王，你们请听，耶和华对你们如此说：不要因这大军恐惧惊惶。”因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Now let's remember the lesson here that we need to learn from Jehoshaphat.
我们就记得这个，我们就从约沙法王这要学到的教训。
When Jehoshaphat said, "We are totally dependent on you," God answered Jehoshaphat.
当约沙法说我要完完全全的依靠你，神就。回答了约沙法。
Remember, Jehoshaphat said, "We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you."
你还记得约沙法说，我不知道该怎么做，但是我们的眼睛是盯着你。
This is his prayer.
这就是他的祷告。
Okay. What did God do?
上帝做什么？
What did God do?
上帝在做什么？
Who is there? Verse 13.
十三节里面谁在那里？
Who is in this congregation, this new court?
Everybody.
Everybody's there.
每一个人都在那。
All of Judah, they got their little ones, their wives and their children.
他们的孩子，他们的妻子。
Oh, everybody's there.
所有的人都在那。
And out of that great congregation of people, you can only imagine, Jehoshaphat maybe on a high place somewhere, praying, Oh, God, we have no might against these people. We can't do it. We have no power. Our eyes are on you. And they look to God. And what does God do?
所以你可以想象当时很可能约沙法就站在一个稍微高一点的地方，然后他就说，主啊，我没有力量，我们的眼目只能是盯着你，然后你猜上帝怎么样？
垂听。God answers them.
God answers. How does God answer?
然后上帝是怎么回答的
？Spirit.
Okay. What's that again? He answers them by a prophet.
By a prophet.
Prophet.
从一个
yeah.
对先知口里来回答他们。
Okay.His name is Jehaziel.
Jehaziel. Yahashi.
Yeah. Okay. And then it gives a little credentials who he is there. And, he says in verse 15, give me your ear. I'm going to tell you. Don't be afraid. Don't be beside yourself. Don't be dismayed, because of this. The battle is not yours, but God's.
所以十五节他说呢不要惊慌，不要恐惧，因为胜败不在乎你，在乎神。
Okay. Now, let's put it in real time again.
然后我们又回到现在真实的情况。
Okay. They finally all got together. I don't know how long it took. The enemy is still coming.
敌人还是要来的。
They've gathered themselves somewhere in Jerusalem. All the people are there.
然后他们一起在耶路撒冷一起聚集，所有人都在那。
And, they're expecting to hear,some kind of a, plan, some kind of a battle strategy from the king. You know, how are we going to do this? Okay.
然后你会想呢大家其实是期望得到一个具体的计划一个策略我该怎么样去打这个仗。
Yeah. And so what they hear is that the king says, yikes, we don't know what to do. But we're looking to God.
但他们听见这个王说哎呀我也不知道该怎么办但我们可以跟神求。
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, here comes, what I'm going to call the people now must believe that when you ask God for help, that when he gives help, you got to believe that God did it.
所以神的名必须要相信上帝做的事当你要去求问他的时候你一定要相信他要做的事
okay. Okay, so here's the crowd, here's the people. Everybody's looking over their back because they can probably hear the horses coming by now. I don't know what's going on. They're getting closer and closer. And they say, King, what are we going to do? He says, I don't know. We're going to look to God. And about that time, out of the crowd, a guy says, I got it!I got it. God gave me a message.
所以你可以想象，这个全民都听着王，最后很可能敌人的马是越来越近了，然后大家一起来围着这个王。王说：“我也不知道该怎么办。”然后这个时候，当他祷告完了以后，有民众有一个人举手说：“哎，我知道了，我知道了。
”Yeah. But you got to notice at the end of verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord came on this man.
然后十四节里面一开始就讲到这个耶和华的灵在会中临到了。
So God said, I'm going to answer your prayer, probably in a way you didn't think about this. I'm going to give that man the answer and he's going to tell you.
所以我说我要回答神说我要回答你们的问题用一个先知在民中我的灵降在他身上。
Okay. So Jehaziel, he'sstands up and he said, okay, God gave me the answer, Jehoshaphat, now you listen, and all of Judah, you listen, it's okay, don't worry, the battle is not yours, God's gonna fight for you.
所以这时候亚哈西站起来说，犹大众人，耶路撒冷的居民，约沙法王，你们听，胜败不在乎你们，在乎神。
Now, here's the principle. If we trust the Lord, we must be obedient to what the Lord tells us to do.
这是一个原则，就是当我们要寻求神的帮助的时候，我们要顺服神告诉我们要去做的事情。
Okay. So, let's say I have a problem and I say to the Lord, I can't handle it. My eyes are on you.And, I'm reading the Bible, and I read something, and God says, now this is what you need to do, right from the Bible.
这就是说呢，我们现在有麻烦了，然后呢，现在我要读圣经。神说呢，这就是你们要做的，你们就读圣经。
God is answering your prayer right from His book.
上帝是回答我们的祷告，就直接通过他的话语来回答的。
But you must believe what God says.
但是你必须得相信他说的话。
Okay. Now, so the prophet says, the battle is not yours, it's God's. And everybody goes, oh, it's God's. Does that mean that they don't have to do anything?
然后呢，这里说呢，胜败不在乎你呢，在乎神。那是不是就意味着，那我们啥事也不干呢？
Well, no.
不是的。
God always allows us to be part of His answer.
上帝总是让我们能成为他回答的当中的参与者。
In order for them to have victory, they're going to have to do what God tells them to do.
他们要取得胜利，他们必须得做上帝告诉他们做的那个事情。
They're not going to have to fight. We'll see that in a few minutes.But they're going to have to trust God and do what God tells them to do.
他们不一定要去打那个仗，但他们一定要去做上帝告诉他们做的事情，我们马上要看见。
Okay. So, let's see what God tells them to do.
然后我们来看上帝要他们做什么。
Okay. Verse 16. Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the cliff of Ziz.And you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and be still, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them.For the Lord will be with you.
然后呢，十六节说，明日你们要下去迎敌，他们是从喜斯坡上来，你们必在耶路伊勒旷野前的谷口遇见他们。犹大和耶路撒冷人呐，这次你们不要征战，要摆正站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊惶。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
Jehoshaphat said, my eyes are on you. Jehazael says, God's with you. You're not going to have to fight, but I have some directions for you.
神说呢，你不需要征战，但是我有些命令要给你。
I want you to go to a certain location.
我要你去到一个确定的某一个地方。
When you get there, you're not going to have to fight, but you're going to have to be still.
你到了那里，你不要征战，但是你要站立得住，你要站着。
Now let's pause for a moment.
然后我们先停在这里。
Let's suppose two or three days has passed and the enemy is coming.
然后我们想一想，两三天之后，现在敌人真的来到面前了。
Everybody realizes that the battle is imminent or at hand.
每个人都意识到征战就在眼前了。
So the prophet says, I want you to go down by the brook and by the wilderness, wherever it was.
我现在先知告诉我们说，我们现在要去某一个地方了。
And when you get there, I want you just to be still.
然后你到了那里呢，我就要你站着站立。
What is the hardest thing to do when we have a problem? And the problem is right in our face? What is the hardest thing to do?
最难的事情，你知道，当你面对一个极大的困难的时候，最难的事情，你要做的是什么
？Be still.
就是站着不动。
No, you don't want to be still. You do not want to be still.
你肯定不想站着不动，你总想做点什么。
You know, what you're saying is, how many swords do we have? Does anybody have a chariot? Does anybody have a bow and arrow? Anybody have a sword? What are we going to do? Be still.
你一定会说，哎呀，我有多少剑，我有多少弓，我有多少盔甲，谁有多少剑，你一定会想要做点什么，然后说要停住，停住，不要动。
Now, something else, he says, don't fear. Don't be afraid.
所以他这里神要加一句，不要恐惧，不要惊慌。
And my translation says, don't be dismayed. I think that word means, don't be rubbing your hands together. What will I do? What will I do?
对，他的意思就是，这里讲的就是不要搓着你的手说我要干点啥，我要干点啥。
Okay, can anybody think in the history of Israel, many years back in the history of Israel, can anybody think of a time when God brought Israel out of the land of Egypt?
有谁能想到整个以色列的过去的那个时间里面，当上帝把以色列民带出去的时候？
You remember the nation of Israel was in Egypt and they were in bondage and God sent Moses, you remember that, to get them out.
你都记得他们从埃及出来，他们本来是在奴隶，然后神把他们从那个状态带出来。
What book covers that time? What book?
什么书讲的那个故事？
Exodus.
出埃及记讲的这个故事。
The Exodus. Okay, they're getting out.
他们出埃及了。对。
Yeah, okay. Now, so finally after all the plagues and everything, they got out God said, I want you to go to this location.
然后呢，十灾之后呢，他们就上帝说，我要你们去这个确定的地方。
Before them was the Red Sea.
他们面前是红海。
Behind them was Pharaoh's army.
后面呢是法老的追兵。
On both sides of them was no escape.
两边是没有可逃的地方。
And they looked up and they saw the army of Egypt with Pharaoh coming and they were going to kill everybody.
然后呢当他们四面一看，他就意识到呢法老的追兵一定会杀了他们。
And Moses prayed to God for help.
然后摩西向神祷告。
And God answered the prayer, and what do you think God said?
然后神回答了他们的祷告，神怎么说的？
Be still.
神就是说的这个话，安静。
Be still.
要站立得住。
You see, if we really believe it, then God moves in a powerful way and delivers us.
如果我们真的相信，神一定会用一个大能的方式把我们带出来的话。
Yeah. You remember, he told them where to go, but when they got there, it looked like dead end.
你要记得，他告诉我们要去哪里做，但我们到了那里的时候，你就发现这好像是一条死路。
Okay. So anyhow, those are two occasions. Now, when we trust the Lord and believe in the Lord, that is called faith in the Bible.
当我们信靠主，我们相信主的时候呢，这在圣经里叫做信心。
Now, the New Testament tells us something about faith. Can anybody think of a verse in the New Testament that tells us something about faith? Faith.
有谁能想起新约里面讲到信心的一些经文吗？
Hebrew
11:1. Okay. What does that say?
希伯来书十一章一节讲的什么呢？
The faith in both visible and also invisible.
I'm sorry. What did she say? Faith in Faith in the invisible?
Invisible.
And the visible. Invisible and visible. Okay.
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, the certain of what we do not see.
Okay. Somebody give me a simple definition of faith that we sing sometimes in our opening in your Sunday school or your family Bible hour. You sing a little song sometimes and it goes like this. Faith is just
believing
what God says He will do. You ever sing that here?
对，我们主日学的时候常常会唱的圣歌，圣歌就是其实信心就是相信神要做的事情。
Now, let me put it this way. Faith is not just jumping off into the dark hoping that there's something there.
信心并不是突然从黑暗中间跳出来的一个想法说哎呀会有些什么事情在那。
Faith is reading this book and choosing to believe it.
信心是读这本书然后选择我相信它。
For instance, we've already talked about this, but for instance, God says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
然后记得上帝说你相信耶稣基督你就会得救。
Faith is just believing.
信心就是相信。
Okay. So if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, what do I know is going to happen?
如果相信耶稣基督你知道我们相信什么事情会发生呢
I'm going to be saved.
我就会得救。
That's what God says. That's not what I say.
这就是上帝说的。
Okay. So if you said to me, Joe,show me your faith.
如果你跟我说只有你把你的信心显给我看。
I'll say, wait just a minute, I will read it for you.
然后我会说对停一停我会读给你听。
So I go to the Bible, I read the Bible, and I say, there's my faith, I choose to believe what God says.
然后会读一段圣经说我这就是我的信心我相信他说的这句话。
Okay. So, the prophet has spoken. Now they have a decision to make.Will they believe it or not?
所以现在先知已经讲了话了所以以色列人有一个决定要做信还是不信、
okay. Remember they asked God, remember God answered, now will they do it? Will they believe it?
所以你们要记得他们寻求了神的帮助神也回答了他们好现在的选择权在他们这里信还是不信、
They may say, that is this group, Israel, Judah may say, okay, we believe.
然后呢这些犹大人很可能会说哎我相信。
But they don't go anywhere.
但他哪里也不去。
They don't go to the brook, and they don't go to the wilderness. They don't do anything.
他们也不去这个旷野也不去神要去说让他们去的地方他什么也不做。
Do they really believe?
他们真的相信吗
No, they don't really believe.
他不相信。
They're believing their way, not God's way.
他相信的是他们自己的方式，不是神的方式。
A lot of people say, I believe in Jesus, but there's never a change in their life.
很多人说呢，哎呀，我相信耶稣基督，但他的一个人的生命都完全没有改变。
And we could only say there's never a change because they don't really believe.
我只能说呢，他没有真正相信，所以他不会有改变。
Let me put it this way. Faith is a word of action.
信心就是一个有能带出行动的话语。
Okay. See here, God told them what to do. Now they can say, I believe that, but unless they do it, it's not real faith.
所以这里上帝把答案告诉他们，他说他可以说我相信。但是除非他真的行动了你不能说他真的相信。
Okay. I am going to go to James chapter 2 in the New Testament.
对我们一起往新约的雅各书一起来看一下。
I'm going to read in verse 14.
二章十四节。雅各书二章十四节。
James chapter 2 and verse 14.
Yeah.
What does it profit, my brother, if a man says he has faith and has no works? Can faith save him?
我弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
Okay. Everybody there? Because I think this is important that we get.
雅各书二章十四节，这本蓝本的圣经四百零五页。
Do you have this word clear?
Yes.
Okay. I want to remind you of how the scriptures present faith. Okay. What does it profit if a man says he has faith but has not works? When it says, "Can faith save him?" we have to ask the question, "What kind of faith?"
我们必须问这是什么样的信心，因为他说，有些人的说的信心却没有这个行为。
I'm going to suggest the man is just saying he has faith. He doesn't have real faith yet, but he's just saying from his mouth he has faith.
那我们现在想一想呢，这个人是在说他自己有信心，但虽然还没有行为，但他说他有信心。
Okay. Now, watch this. Did you know that last night, in an act of Congress in the United States, I was appointed Attorney General of the United States.
假设我昨天晚上在一个美国的议会上呢，我已经被指定成为大法官了。
You should have seen that on Fox News last night.
对，你很可能在还在开玩笑，他说这个在福克斯的这个新闻里面你已经看见了这个新闻了。
Watch this.I, Joe Reese, am the new Attorney General of the United States of America.
因为美国现在还差一个大法官，现在我呢就是那个第九个大法官，现在我 Joe Reese 是了。
Here's my point.
现在
by saying that, does that make me the Attorney General?
说我是个大法官，就能让我真的成为那大法官吗？
Of course not.
不是的。
No.
不是。
I can say anything.It doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean it's true.
我可以说任何的事情。
I could say I am the new president of Toyota. How about that one?
我还可以说我是那个丰田的新总裁呢。
But that doesn't make me the new president.
这根本不会让我就说了就成为那个新总裁。
Watch this. I am a Christian.
你可以说呢，哎，我是个基督徒。
See, you get the point?
你们现在明白这个意思了。
I can say I'm a Christian. Is there enough evidence to prove that in my life? See? Now what? In James, he asked the question, can faith save him? But what kind of faith in verse 14? Oh, he just said he was. He just said.
所以他这十四节他说什么样的信心呢？就是他刚刚说的那种信心。
Now, in verse 15 and 16 and 17,He gives a little illustration to prove that.
对，他这十五、十六、十七节，他只是多了一些这个解释来证明十四节说的话。
In verse 15, if a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you, here's our word, says unto them, "Oh, go in peace, be warm, be filled," but You didn't give them the things that they needed, which are needful to the body. Did it profit them anything? Even so, faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being alone.
十五节说呢，若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们吃得暖，穿得饱，却不吃，穿得暖，吃得饱。却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
Okay. Somebody knocks on your door one night, tonight. Cold, wet, miserable night. And they're shaking. They don't have a coat. They got on a t-shirt or some crazy thing. And they're hungry and they're cold. And you open the door and you go, oh, God bless you. Oh, I am so, be warm and be filled good luck, good night, and close the door.
你可以想象，如果今天一晚上有人给你敲门，然后他浑身湿透了，他很冷，他很饿，然后他浑身在抖，然后你就说，哎呀，愿上帝祝福你，你要吃，愿你吃得饱，穿得暖，谢谢你，晚安，然后关门了。
So I told him to be warm, and I told him to be filled. I know he was hungry. But did I do anything to help him? No.
我告诉他要吃暖，穿得暖，吃得饱，我都说了，但我做了吗？没有。
Okay. So, the obvious answer in verse 17 is,Even so, faith, we got to decide what kind of faith now. Even so, just saying it kind of faith.
所以十七节讲的这种信心是什么呢？只是说说的那种信心。
If it does not have evidence, works, this is evidence. This is, how can I put this? This is, God says, go down to the brook.And I said, okay, I believe you, but I never go to the brook. That's not faith. And neither is this faith unless we follow through.
所以上帝告诉我去那个地方，那我说好我去，但是我不去。这个就是嘴巴上说的信心。
That continues on, and perhaps for another day we can discuss that. But my whole point is, if you really believe something, you will do it. You will do it.
我的意思是，只要你相信耶稣，你就会做。
There's always going to be evidence.
总是要有一些证据的。
对。Someone has used the illustration so many times, I'm almost embarrassed to use it again, but I'm going to use it again.
很多人会用这个比喻来讲这个很多次的一个比喻。
So, someone says to me, Joe, do you believe that this chair will hold you up when you sit on it?
很多人说 Joe, 你相不相信这个椅子能够拖住你当你坐下的时候。
And I say, yes.
我说是的。
I believe the chair will support me if I sit on it.
我相信这个椅子能够拖住我如果我坐下的时候。
I believe it.
我相信完全相信。
There's no doubt in my mind.
当然没有问题在我心里。
I am thoroughly convinced.
我非常非常相信。
Very good. Okay, good. I believe.
我相信。
Why didn't you sit down? Why didn't I sit down?
你为什么不做一下呢
Exactly. Yeah. What is the evidence that I believe?
我什么样的信心的证据呢我坐下来就表明为。
You ready?
Action, yeah. 我坐下来我的信心就是真实的。
Okay, that's the evidence.
这就是证据。
Bible faith is like that.
圣经里讲的信心就是这样的。我能说我相信。
But when I follow through with what God asked me to do, then the evidence is a reality of my faith.
当我跟着神的命令去走的时候呢，我的口上说的信心就变成了一个事实了。
Yeah. All of this is to say that in the story, if they did not obey God,then they're going to have to fight the battle themselves. God has given the direction, where to go, what to do, but they must follow through with that.
所以这里面讲的就是他们必须得跟随主，跟随上帝的话去做。如果他们不是，他们只说他信，他不去做呢，他们最终还得自己去面对那敌人。
Now, These next few verses, 18, 19, and 20, I know all of the story is important, but it's getting like really important now.
okay. 我知道很多的故事都很重要，但是十八、十九、二十节呢，就变得非常重要了，在这个故事里面。
Won't you to notice what Jehoshaphat, now remember, he's the king. He's the guy that said, I don't know what to do, but our eyes are on God. He's got everybody there. Okay.
我们要记得，就是约沙法是个王，他跟大家说呢，我不知道该怎么做，但是我知道我们要去仰望主。
God spoke through the prophet, told him what to do, and now Jehoshaphat is going to set the example for the whole nation to follow.
然后上帝已经借着先知告诉他们该怎么做，现在约沙法要开始做一个榜样，来给全以色列民，来告诉他们之后该怎么办。
Sorry, I'm back in Second Chronicles.
啊，对对，已经回到那个历代之下二十章了。
Sorry, back in Second Chronicles chapter 20.
回到那个历代之下二十章十八十九二十节。
Okay. So let me read verses 18, 19, and 20.
十八十九二十节。
And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites,of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said,Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
十八节说，约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也伏伏在耶和华面前，叩拜耶和华。哥辖族和可拉族的利未人都起来，用极大的声音赞美耶和华以色列的神。次日清早，众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，约沙法站着说：“犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民呐、啊，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神就必立稳，信他的先知就必亨通。”
I'm going to put it like this. God is always looking for someone to take the lead for his people to follow.
我要告诉大家，上帝一直是会在民中选一个领头的，让大家去跟随的。
Do you remember the story in the book of Daniel about Daniel and his three friends?
你们都记得但以理记里面讲到但以理和他的三个朋友吗？
Daniel and his three friends were prisoners of war.
但以理和他的三个朋友呢，实际上是一个战争当中的俘虏。
A Babylonian king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, made war with Israel.
巴比伦的王尼布甲尼撒呢，和以色列国打仗。
He came to Jerusalem and destroyed the city.And took people away as captives.
然后他把以色列围起来，然后攻下了，把所有的民都掳走了。
When we read the book of Daniel, we find out that Daniel and his three friends were some of those people he took back to Babylon.
然后我们读但以理记的时候，就看见但以理和他的三个朋友就是那一群的被掳的人当中的几个。
They were just young men.
他们只是当时的年轻人。
And in the story, there were four of them.
在故事里他有四个加但以理一共。
When we read Daniel chapter 1,
当我们读但以理记第一章的时候
,it tells us that one of those young men by the name of Daniel was the first one to stand up alone.
然后他这里讲到四个人当中的那一个就是但以理是先站起来。
Even though he had three friends, all four of them did not stand up before the king at the beginning.
即使他们是有四个，但最初的时候也不是四个一起都站在王面前。
We know that because of the singular personal pronouns in the passage.
我们都知道这是一个单数的这个词在当时。
It goes something like this, and Daniel he. Singular personal pronoun.
对，所以我们都知道是但以但以理，他是单数的个人的这样的一个称呼，是指一个人。
After Daniel stood up before the guard that was over him, the other young men saw the stand that he took, and then later in chapter 1 we read and they plural.
所以当但以理一个人站起来的时候，他的三个朋友也跟随他站起来，然后到一章的后面我们看见他们都站起来了，都跟随他。
Now, with the story of Jehoshaphat, they're looking for their man to do something.
然后呢，回到约沙法这里呢，他们也在看他们的民要去做一点什么。
Remember, God says, this is what I want you to do. And everybody's standing there looking at one another, thinking, what will we do? And Jehoshaphat comes to the front.
我们都记得上帝说你要做这些，然后呢，全民都会互相看一下我该怎么做。约沙法站起来说我们要做。
Okay. I'm going to entitle this part of our study that Jehoshaphat begins his preparation for battle.
我们可以把这个取一个名字叫做约沙法开始准备好他的战役了。
Okay. Now, you tell me, okay?How does he begin to show his faith is real? How does he begin to prepare himself and his people for battle? How does he do that?
你可以告诉我，约沙法他怎么样去准备？他和他的民，他首先他怎么样表现他的信心是真的？其次，他怎么样去准备他和他的民来预备这个战争？
Okay. Fall.
With his face to the ground.
Okay. Bowed his head, falls down with his face to the ground before the Lord.
Before.
And what did they do?
他们在做什么？
They worshipped. Did you ever consider that worship prepares you for the battle?
所以你从来，你是不是曾经想过，这个敬拜神能够为你准备好去打仗呢
？Most of us would be sharpening our swords.
我们大部分人会去磨
，prepare for the battle.
会去磨一下剑，因为要去打仗嘛，总是要去磨剑的。
Yeah. But Jehoshaphat is setting an example. You remember how we said that if we exalt ourselves, God puts us down. But if we make ourselves low, humble ourselves.God raises us up. So as we prepare for the battle of life, as we prepare to serve our God, as we prepare to show that our faith is real, it starts right here with worship.
所以我们都记得神，我们自动升高的就被动降卑，自动降卑呢就被动升高。所以当我们要预备去打仗的时候呢，我们就要像约沙法这样，我们先要去谦卑。
Now, the obvious question is, what is worship?
那现在很明显的问题就是什么是敬拜
?Right.
Praise. First of all, thank the Lord. Thanks, Lord. First, thank the Lord for answering us.
Okay.
感谢神来回响应我们的祷告。
Thanksgiving can be, well, Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving, but let's see, what is worship?
感恩是感恩，那我们想一想，什么是敬拜
？Like if you worship somebody or something, what are you doing？
然后你去敬拜一个人或者一样什么事，你去做什么
？Bow down. Bow down. Okay, that's the posture. Bow down.
这是姿势，对，
心灵和成熟，是不是？用心灵和诚实敬拜他，敬拜他。
I'm sorry.
Make them holy.Make themselves holy.
Make themselves holy before God? Okay. Okay. In the Ten Commandments, does anyone remember the first?
十诫里面有谁记得第一诫是什么
?Love God.
Love God.
I don't know if I remember. Now you got me confused.
Love you. Love you, God.
Reverence him, right? Reverence him.
Exodus
20. 翻译。出埃及记二十章，这本蓝本的125页。
有时候。
Number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay. Look at verse 5, Exodus 20. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. Okay. Nor serve them. Okay.
五节，二十章五节，对，不可跪拜那些神，也不可侍奉他。
I have just been reminded that time is up. Wow. This is a good, you can, I tell you what, here's homework.
这是个家庭作业，我们时间到了。
See if you can come back next week with a definition of
worship.
Exactly.
Yeah. 就是看看我们谁这个礼拜想一想啊，什么是敬拜啊。看看谁能够想出来，下一周我们先从这个问题开始。
And that will prepare us for the battle.
这会帮助我们。